assembled devotees. All glory is to the assembled devotees. All glory is to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Hari Hari Bol. Hari Hari Bol. Hari Hari Bol. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter Number 14, The Material World as the Great Forest of Enjoyment. Today we'll do two verses, numbers 34 and 35. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kvachchit Chita Vachajaneka Daivika Bhautikatmiyanam Dukanam Prativarane Kalpo Duranta Vishaya Vishana Aste. Please repeat. The conditioned soul suffers many miserable bodily conditions, such as being affected by severe cold and strong winds. He also suffers due to the activities of other living beings and due to natural disturbances. When he is unable to counteract them, he has to remain in a miserable condition. He naturally becomes very morose because he wants to enjoy material facilities. Text 35. Pachin mito vyavaharan yat kinchit dhanam upayati vitta shatyena. Please repeat. Kvachit. Sometimes or somewhere. Mita vyavaharam. Transacting with each other. Yat. Whatever. Kinchit. Little bit. Dhanam. Material benefit or wealth. Upayati, he obtains. Vitta shatyena, by means of cheating someone of his wealth. Please repeat. Sometimes conditioned souls exchange money, but in due course of time, enmity arises because of cheating. Although there may be a tiny profit, the conditioned souls cease to be friends and become enemies. Purport by our spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Verse 8. Pungsa striya maituni bhavam etam tayor mito hridaya grantim ahu ato grihakshetra sutapta vittayar janasya mohoyam aham mameti. The monkey-like conditioned soul first becomes attached to sex, and when intercourse actually takes place, he becomes more attached. He then requires some material comforts, apartment, house, food, friends, wealth, and so on. In order to acquire these things, he has to cheat others, and this creates enmity even among the most intimate friends. Sometimes this enmity is created between the conditioned soul and the father or spiritual master. Unless one is firmly fixed in the regulative principles, one may perform mischievous acts, even if one is a member of the Krishna consciousness movement. We therefore advise our disciples to strictly follow the regulative principles. Otherwise, the most important movement for the upliftment of humanity will be hampered due to dissension among its members. Those who are serious about pushing forward this Krishna consciousness movement should remember this and strictly follow the regulative principles so that their minds will not be disturbed. Trinadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. So in the first of the two verses today, Shukadeva Goswami was speaking about the different kleshas, sufferings. There is the adhyatmika klesha, adibhautika, adidaivika. We are always suffering one, two, or sometimes all three of those miseries. When it's all three, we say, Prabhu, I'm fried. But there's always one of those three going on. And then also it's said that when he can't counteract them, he has to tolerate them. And Krishna also told Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Tams titikshasva bharata. There is actually only thing you can do is tolerate. And Prahlad Maharaj, what did he tell us? That the remedy is worse than the disease. So we are trying, all of us, either in Krishna consciousness or outside of Krishna consciousness, we're all trying to alleviate this suffering condition. Nobody likes suffering. Why? Anandamayo biasat. We are hedonistic by nature. We're part and parcel of Krishna. And therefore, we also have that pleasure-seeking propensity. That's natural. But the teaching of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is that we try to solve our problems, our sufferings materially, they will always prove to be abject failure. That's why Krishna says in chapter 7, Daivyesha gunamayi momamaya duratyaya. That word duratyaya, insurmountable. Everyone, top to bottom in this world, is trying to cross over the stringent laws of material nature. But Krishna has already told us, you know what? There's only one way, and that is surrender to me. Krishna doesn't give any other option here. He says, you want to overcome my energy, my divine energy, which for you is simply suffering? It's not suffering for Krishna. When Krishna comes to the material world, as Prabhupada says, we never see a picture of Krishna crying. He's always laughing, enjoying, having a good time. But you and me, how's that material energy treating you lately? You like old age? Is that a lot of fun? Did you like puberty? Was that fun? And those of us in the Grihastha ashram, are you enjoying that? Isn't it great? Huh? You like kids? You like grandkids? You like gray hair? No teeth? Failing liver? Huh? Think it's great? So Krishna is saying only one solution here. Surrender. And what does Lord Chaitanya say? Surrender means to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he says, Krishna will unfailingly give you his mercy. Therefore, our movement is the Hare Krishna movement. That's our movement, the Hare Krishna movement. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now in the second verse, sometimes conditioned souls exchange money, but in due course of time, enmity arises because of cheating. And for the past year or 2 years, this is what America has been seeing. America has been cheated. They had this big, what was that guy's name? Madoff, right? How many people got cheated? And so many people are being cheated out of the stock market. The banks are, everyone is cheating because that's Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, 3/4 of the religious principles are already gone. The last one, the leg that is wobbling, is honesty, truthfulness. And that one's going out the door like anything. Day by day. Just ask the liars. Lawyers? No, liars. Mother Earth can tolerate big, big mountains, but she cannot tolerate a liar. And that's what's going on in the courts. That's what's going on between husband and wife, between friend and friend. Cheating, lying. Because it's the material world, it's Kali Yuga, and we've learned from Shukadeva Goswami, Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. The ocean, you can stand there all day, count the waves. Will it ever end? No. Similarly, Kali Yuga is a wave after wave of bad news. Turn on the television, doesn't matter what channel. Take your pick. How much is it good news? It's all bad news. This politician has had this scandal. That politician has cheated. This guy got murdered. This happened. Day after, and it gets worse and worse and worse day by day. Because Kali Yuga is an ocean of bad things. But Shukadeva Goswami said, Asti heko mahan guna. There is one good thing. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya mukta sangha parang vrajet. You simply do Krishna kirtan. You do the chanting of Krishna. Then you will go back home, back to Godhead. And Prabhupada named his magazine Back to Godhead. And I've always said, you cannot go back to some place you never were. Back to Godhead means we were already there. Right now, there's another big discussion again. Did we fall from the spiritual world? Well, why is Prabhupada naming the magazine Back to Godhead? He didn't name it Back to Brahman. He named it Back to Godhead. Godhead means God and His kingdom. Everything is there, Prabhupada's books. Simply, it's a question of just accepting it. First, we have to accept. I've been speaking on this point in my outside preaching, that when I first joined the movement, I was hearing so many things from the devotees, and reading so many things in Prabhupada's books. A lot of it didn't make any sense. But I knew, here is one person that won't cheat me, Srila Prabhupada. Everybody else, I don't know. I don't trust anybody. But I have found one person who I know won't cheat me. That's Srila Prabhupada. So I just said, I'm in this, whatever Prabhupada says, whether I understand it or don't understand it, At least I know he's not going to cheat me. And so, little by little, by chanting, by service, by surrender, and taking nice Krishna prasad, little by little, the doubts are cleared up. Little by little, Krishna gives the understanding. Krishna consciousness is not intellectual. It's a question of revelation, mercy. Atakshi Krishna namadi na bhaved grayam indriyai. Sevan mukhe hi jivadau svayam eva spurati adha. Krishna will personally spurati. He will personally reveal. But to who? Sevan mukhe hi jivadau. One who engages the tongue. So therefore, our religion is a tongue religion. Just talk about Krishna, chant Krishna, preach Krishna, and taste Krishna. And everything will be revealed. And it's worked for me. I have no complaints. It works for me. It's worked and it's still working. Simply by hearing and chanting and preaching and taking prasad, little by little by little, everything is revealed. If it wasn't true, then Suradas, Naikatmadas, Rameshwara Das, and others who have been, and Omkar Dasi, you have been chanting over 30 years. You're not stupid people. You're not going to waste your time chanting something for over 30 years every day and not get something from it. As you said yesterday, confirmed. By the way, I really liked your class yesterday, the last portion, where you told the nectar of the nectar, the creme de la creme. My hairs were standing on it as you read each. This guy borrowed this, this temple borrowed. I was like, wow. Please tell us more history of Srila Prabhupada in ISKCON. Please tell. Right. This is very nice. So the process of Krishna consciousness, pratyaksha bhagamam dharmyam, it is directly perceived by you. Otherwise, you wouldn't last more than one day. There was that story, whether it's true or not, I don't know, but I heard that in 55th Street, when we had that temple at 55th Street, two men joined the Bhakta program. I don't know if it was, but anyway, they joined the Bhakta program. And after a few days, they confessed, we're actually by the FBI, CIA, we wanted to see what you guys were up to. We can't keep up with you guys. So, it's true. Krishna consciousness, by its nature, everything is revealed. What's revealed is who you are. You find out who you really are, what you're really made of. One day on Sankirtan, you find out who you are. Just takes one day, you find out what you're made of. The first time, when I was Bhakta Nick, so it was summer, 1973. So the temple sent me out on Harinam Sankirtan. So I was there chanting with the other devotees, and I was thinking, are they ever going to stop? I can't do this. This was my first day on Harinam. And I was thinking, oh man, I can't make it as a musician. I can't make it in the mid. Now I can't even make it as a Hare Krishna. What is the use of my life? And they never stopped. They just kept chanting. And they expect you. It's not, you know, you just shuffle your feet. They want you to chant and step. And I was thinking, I can't go one more second. I don't know. And then all of a sudden, a miracle. All of a sudden, I got this burst of energy, and it was like, Hari Bol! And I was thinking, I can make it. I can make it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'll never forget that, because I was just about to, just quit. I said, I can't do it. It's too heavy. It's too hard. It's just too much. But all of a sudden, that, where that came from, I don't know. No, Ted Patrick, I was not high off drugs. No. So this Krishna consciousness movement, it's the real thing. It is so, it's so real. It's scary how real it is. It is so real. And all it takes is surrender. Little by little. And also another thing I preach a lot, that surrender is not a one-time deal. Oh yeah, I surrendered. It was July 15th, 1973. No. Surrender is day in, day out, moment to moment. That is surrender. And Prabhupada showed us. And Prabhupada wrote, the devotee never thinks this is the limit of my devotional service. No, the devotee is always thinking how to increase, how to improve. I remember one time, Karandar, at that point in his devotional career, he was driving the BBT truck and delivering books, because we had heard so much about Karandar. I was still on the East Coast. So we had heard Karandar was like one of those, you know, VIP all-stars of ISKCON. Karandar, woo. And here he was, when I saw him, I think it was 55th Street. He was in the back of the BBT truck unloading books. And he told us that Prabhupada was thinking he was going to translate this book. Prabhupada was going to translate. He was telling us that Prabhupada was so fired up, he was going to translate all these more books. And we were saying, Jai Prabhupada ki! Whenever we used to hear anything about Prabhupada, what Prabhupada was doing was just enlivening. And no matter what was going on in the temple, no matter this happened, that happened, you knew, that's all right. Prabhupada will sort it out eventually. It'll all work out. You had that confidence that as long as Prabhupada was there, everything was going to be okay. Srila Prabhupada ki. So in the purport, Prabhupada quotes that heavy verse from Lord Rishabhdev instructing his sons. Listen, Prabhupada's language is just so far out. The monkey-like conditioned soul. Who else is going to write like that? Nobody. They don't have the cojones. Prabhupada can do that. The pure devotee. Or as Rameshwar Das said yesterday, Shaktyavesh Avatar. The one who's actually empowered by Krishna. He had to be empowered. Who can suffer two heart attacks on a boat then come to the Bowery? Rigupada, you know what the Bowery is like. Anyone go on a vacation to the Bowery, huh? Prabhu, honey, let's take a vacation to the Bowery. That doesn't happen. You avoid it like anything. Bowery is Skid Row. All the losers, rejects, they wind up on the Bowery. And there is Prabhupada. Alone, trying to start this movement, struggling for one whole year, just depending on Krishna. Yes, nothing else. Simply depending on Krishna. So, Krishna consciousness, everything is dependent on our sincere endeavor. So Prabhupada, I know before coming to Prabhupada, at that time, everyone was, you know, being trendy. Who's your guru? I remember back then, in the late 60s, early 70s, you know, everybody had their trendy guru. and everyone was trying to speak so very high philosophy. And I remember they gave me one pamphlet by some 15-year-old incarnation of God or something like that. And I tried to read his pamphlet, and I said, this is gobbledygook. Then someone gave me, Daivi Shakti Devi Dasi gave me that Transcendental Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. I read that pamphlet. I said, this is my guru. Plain English. And speaking exactly what I had been looking for all my life. Soon as I read that first pamphlet from Prabhupada, I said, this is what I've been looking for. All this other stuff is nonsense, garbage. You read one line of Prabhupada's books, you know immediately, this is the... And then there was that picture of Prabhupada on the back. I said, this is my guru. This is the one. I read that pamphlet over and over and over again. Yes, you're right. This movement spread because of book distribution and will continue to spread because of book distribution. So, Prabhupada, the monkey-like conditioned soul. You read some of Prabhupada's purports and you're just amazed how Prabhupada knows exactly. For instance, there are some purports at the end of the fourth canto, the story of Puranjan. And there's one purport. When I read that purport, I said, this is incredible. Prabhupada was describing how the conditioned soul as a teenager first becomes inclined to the opposite sex. And Prabhupada gives an exact description of puberty and how it begins. And it was like, this is incredible. Prabhupada's books are so powerful. They're, and correct me if I'm wrong, didn't Prabhupada say one time they were reading back Krishna book, and didn't Prabhupada say, I didn't write this? Isn't that the narration? Anyone confirm that? He said, I did not write this book. This book was written by Krishna. And you read some of these purports and it's amazing. The insight, the language, and the depth. The monkey-like conditioned soul first becomes attached to sex, and when intercourse actually takes place, he becomes more attached. That is every song that's been written in the material world. That's it. One line. So, yesterday Rameshwar Das was mentioning repaying Srila Prabhupada. So, it is ludicrous to think that we can repay, but we can attempt to repay. And Prabhupada said in that connection, just give this movement, spread this movement. That is how we begin to repay what Srila Prabhupada has done for us. Give what he gave to us, give it to others. Spread this movement. This is what Prabhupada wants. He wants us to spread this movement to every bar and brothel, every nook and corner of this rotten, stinking, filthy, disgusting, contaminated, hypocritic material world. And Kali Yuga is advancing like the Gangotri. Anyone seen how the Ganges comes out like from the Gangotri? It's not some little trickle, trickle, trickle. It is coming out like forceful Tivrena. And Kali Yuga, I mean, Kali is dancing in the streets. Day by day, how the material world is becoming more and more abominable. in our legislative assemblies, in the governments, in the institutions, just more and more cheating and sinful activities, more gambling, more illicit sex, more intoxication. It's just increasing. The only thing that will stop this flood is the spreading of our Krishna consciousness movement. And as Prabhupada writes, if the advanced devotees don't go out and preach, who will? No. So you want to become advanced devotee? Go out and preach. That's what Prabhupada wants. Go out and preach. Help him. All he wants is to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. We still don't have a Vaishnava judge sitting on the bench wearing tilak. Where do we see that in our Supreme Court? No. We still have not elected a Hare Krishna president of the United States. We now have a black president, good. But now we need a Hare Krishna president who will make his inaugural address by saying, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. There will now be 2 fasting days in a month. And everyone will chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Our work will never be done until everyone on this planet can say the name Krishna. Our work will never be done. Just like sometimes the question is asked, how long should I chant? And the answer is, until tears are coming from your eyes like torrents of rain, until your hairs are standing on end, and not because it's cold outside, when there is shivering in your body, when you're choked up, and not because you're full of mucus, when you understand and able to see Krishna in every living being, and you actually can see yourself, when you have achieved love of God, then, and then I always say, and look at Lord Chaitanya, after he achieved perfection in chanting, what did his guru say? His guru didn't say, oh, now you're perfect in chanting, take a vacation. He didn't say that. He gave him 3 more instructions. Continue to chant. So our chanting will never be done. Our book distribution will never be done. Our temple construction will never be done. How many 7-Elevens, how many Starbucks are there? One on every corner. Therefore, we need a temple on every corner. You know, when you went to Prabhupada, Rameshwar Das, when you went to Prabhupada one time, and you told him how many books you distributed, didn't he tell you now double it? Thank you very much. I didn't give it a good ring. There you go. The bell is defective. There you go. Our work will never be done. Everybody has to become a devotee. Everybody has to go around with tilak. Everyone has to be with bead bag, chanting, Jai Hari Bol, so that when anyone in the world picks up the phone, they don't say hello, they say Hari Bol. Our work will never be done. So, let's go to work. We go to work, and it begins, where does your work begin? As soon as you get up. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, so, any challenges? First, let's take the challenges. Anyone disagree? All in favor, say Hari Bol. Questions or comments? The floor is open for Ishtagosti. Everyone's happy? All right. Then let's carry on and push on this movement. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Panama and Chile. Chastise me. Thank you, sir. Glad to see you're still here. Haribo. Hare Krishna. Please forgive my offenses.